Toby Foster at breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Sheffield is to get more powers, apparently, over its own affairs in this devolution deal. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has made the announcement this morning. He says it's an historic day for Sheffield. He's on the line now. Deputy Prime Minister, good morning.
Morning.
Talk to us about these new powers, then. What does it actually mean for the people of Sheffield?
Sure. What it means, for instance, is that basically in Sheffield we'll have pretty well full control over the what they call the adult skills budget, all the courses, all the training, all the things that we do in Sheffield to make sure that adults who are looking for work, who are retraining to take on new qualifications, can do that. We will be able to do that ourselves in Sheffield, not at the beck and call of folk down in Whitehall. We're going to create a new organisation called a Joint Assets Board. It all sounds very techie, but basically what that is, it's a kind of joint venture between the Sheffield City Region and the Quango, the Homes and Communities Agency, to decide what public land and public buildings could be used for housing, for instance, to boost housing. Really, really interestingly, the agreement finally gives the money and the decision-making authority to get on and actually introduce the tram train service between Rotherham and Sheffield, which has been delayed, but also more influence, more clout for council leaders over how our buses are run, so that we can have an Oyster card system, smart ticketing, so that, you know, buses from different companies don't overlap, but actually it work in a smarter, more coordinated way. And then there's a whole bunch of things which will provide more support to local businesses as well. And I'll tell you, it's a season of good cheer, as you said. The good thing about this is it's been done in Sheffield, at least, on a you know, very cross-party basis. John Mothersole, the chief exec at the City Council, Julie Dore and her team, James Newman, the chairman of the Local Enterprise Partnership, myself in government, we've all been working together with one simple aim, which is to give the people of Sheffield, or the decision makers of Sheffield, more freedom, more power to decide things for ourselves in Sheffield.
You have been telling us for the last 4 years what a bad job Sheffield City Council do, though, Nick. Why shouldn't they give them all these powers?
Well, I mean, I think one is not inconsistent with the other. But while, of course, I might disagree, of course I do, with the decisions that the Labour Council are making about where they're making savings and why they're not, collecting council tax and so on and so forth, I actually believe, regardless of who's in power in the town hall, the decisions are generally much, much better taken in Sheffield rather than in stuffy corridors in offices in Whitehall. And I feel that even more and more that the more time I've spent in Whitehall. And in practice, what does this deal mean? It'll mean better services. It will mean the tram train service actually finally happening. It will mean more people getting into work with the right skills because we've provided that to that for them locally. It'll be more housing because we've been able to take more decisions about where those homes should be built on what was public sector land once.
Help me understand then, because I don't understand. If you've done this to Manchester and you've done this to Sheffield and it's right for Manchester and Sheffield, why isn't it right everywhere?
Oh, it is right for it. It is right everywhere, and this is the exciting thing: is we are at the vanguard. As you say, Manchester signed a deal recently. The Manchester deal is actually slightly different. So, for instance, they've decided in Manchester, and they're perfectly free to do that on the other side of the Pennines, to have a mayor, and they want that mayor to take over control of policing decisions from the Police and Crime Commissioner. Julie Dore and the other leaders in Sheffield have decided not to in a sense reinvent the wheel, but to get on with things that we can do now. The Manchester deal has to, relies on legislation which hasn't yet been passed, whereas the Sheffield deal, I think wisely, we'll be able to just get on with it because we don't have to wait for any legislation to be passed in the House of Commons. So there are differences, but the basic idea, you're quite right, if it's good for Manchester, it's good for Sheffield, then it should be good for Leeds, it should be good for Liverpool, for Newcastle, and for every community around the country. And I strongly suspect, in the same way that you saw the city deals that we first signed with Sheffield and the big cities in the north now spread across the country over the last few years, you will see this devolution deal, which is a further big step towards giving greater freedom and decision-making authority to communities locally, you'll see that spread across the country as well. But we will be in the vanguard, which is great for Sheffield.
One of the things, one of the kind of notes of caution about this, I've had a couple of times from Sir Steve Houghton. And what Steve says is, this is all well and good, giving us our pocket money and telling us to go out and buy our own sweets. But what happens when the pocket money dries up? Do we know that this funding will continue to be there?
Well, we certainly know that the things that... so, for instance, that there is... this isn't about a great new dollop of money. Of course not. This is about making sure that money that is controlled in Whitehall is now controlled in Sheffield. So there's about... across the country, there's about £2 billion worth of sort of government money that goes into the adult skills budget, and Sheffield will now control its share of that. There's a bit of money just to make sure that the delays on the tram train service are no longer continue. I think it's around £19 million. But you're quite right. Steve's quite right. This is about not money being sort of concocted, invented out of nowhere. It's about money being transferred from Whitehall to Sheffield. And more widely, yes, there is, of course, then a big debate about how do we make sure that even though there's less money to go around, those extra freedoms, having more freedoms, means that we can do things for local people more effectively. I think we can. I think we can do more, even with constrained budgets in Sheffield, if we take our own decisions rather than having straitjackets imposed upon us from Whitehall that just don't make any sense locally. That's what wastes money often.
But people might not realise what those straitjackets are. There will be some people this morning who will say, hang on a minute, there's no new money here. This is a pat on the head that says Sheffield can spend its own money. It makes us sound good. It makes us feel good. Oh, guess what? There's an election in 6 months' time.
No, I think that's unfair. If you look at what I've done on the city deal some years ago...
I've been really fair, Nick, because the text that I'm getting is saying it much stronger than that.
Well, no, I'm sure the texts you're getting are unprincipled. But
anything Nick Clegg says is a lie. I don't believe him, says Lee. These are the texts I'm not putting to you.
No, sure. But I think, at least for the reasonable texters, they will acknowledge that this builds upon a whole series of steps that I've been spearheading, I've been pioneering over the last 4 or 5 years to give more power and control to the people and the decision makers in Sheffield. We had the city deal, do you remember? Julie Dore and I were sort of together signing that in front of the cameras down in Downing Street, what was that, three years ago or so. And then we followed that up with a new growth deal which gave more control over skills and transport decisions and money. And now we're taking this one step further with this very significant devolution deal, hot on the heels of a similar but not identical deal which was struck in Manchester. So this is all part of a journey. And I said when I first went into government back in 2010, I said one of my ambitions would be to play my part in ensuring that power is devolved and decentralised across the UK, but most especially to our great cities in the north, to a greater degree than ever before by the time of the end of the Parliament. And I think,
but you cut millions of pounds off the budget.
Sorry?
You cut millions of pounds from the budget.
So you're quite right. Because quarter of total public spending comes through local authorities have had to find significant savings, as, by the way, have had the police. They've had to pay 20% 20% savings, and 20% of savings, and you heard.
And that's not good for us, is it?
But the problem is, you heard Ed Miliband yesterday say that the Labour Party is now saying that £500 million of further cuts would have to come from local authorities. So you're quite right. Across parties, from left to right to centre, everybody accepts there's less money to go around. If there's less money to go around, then I think what you should do is give more freedom. Less money, sure, but more freedom. And by the way, also collect your taxes, because what you certainly can't do when you haven't got much money is let £39 million go walkabout in uncollected council tax, which is what's happened in Sheffield.
Julie Dore, the leader of the council, is on at 11 o'clock with Ronan this morning, and I'm sure he will put that to her. Nick Clegg, the important question that everyone's going to ask you today, of course, is are you wearing your Christmas jumper?
Not right now. It's a bit too early in the morning, but I will don it in tribute to you later in the day.
You've got time. Nick Clegg, thank you very much indeed. That's the Deputy Prime Minister.
Toby Foster at Breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.